C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Sure, it's a job seeker's market, but getting your resume to stand out among hundreds, maybe even thousands of others, can be a challenge. To solve that, more people are creating video resumes.
Well, for some applicants, they say that it's more fun, it's creative, it allows them to showcase their skill set in a way that they feel they just wouldn't be able to on a traditional resume. And for brands, they can attract younger, more diverse job candidates.
But do video resumes actually work? WSJ reporter Alex Janin covers the lives and careers of millennials and Gen Z. Coming up, we'll talk to her about the growing trend of video resumes. And we'll hear from a 26-year-old who set his resume to music and find out how it went. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Anyone who's applied for a job knows the old routine of preparing a cover letter and resume. But for some in today's generation of job seekers, it's get ready for your close-up. More people are showcasing their skills by producing video resumes to capture the attention of hiring managers. In a moment, we'll meet a 26-year-old who went all out for his video resume. But first, our reporter Alex Janin has been talking to career counselors and hiring managers about this, and she's with us to talk about it. Alex, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Alex, this is a fairly novel approach. So who's actually going out and making these video resumes?
Certainly, it's a lot of Gen Z job seekers, millennial job seekers, folks that tend to be the primary audience and the primary users of social media websites like TikTok and Instagram already. So the people who are already there. But I also spoke to job seekers in their 40s. Certainly, it's not just confined to the younger generations, but I would say it's mostly younger job seekers that are taking advantage of these platforms.
And so what has sparked this trend?
Well, this past year, as we've been sort of stuck inside on Zoom and Skype calls and scrolling through social media, spending a lot of time on video, video has become sort of an even more ubiquitous part of the hiring process. Certainly during the interview process, but also now as part of the application process. And this past March, LinkedIn launched a feature called Cover Stories, which allows users to upload a short video, and that video appears underneath their profile picture and is supposed to allow you to introduce yourself, talk about what you're looking for in a job or what you already do, what you're already good at, and attract recruiters' attention. And then in July, TikTok piloted their own platform called TikTok Resumes, and they sort of partnered with brands from NASCAR to Shopify to the salad company Sweetgreen to host job listings for roles those companies were hiring for on the TikTok Resumes website. And candidates could go through that page and create these short form, 60 seconds or less, video resumes to apply to those jobs. So TikTok and LinkedIn are really capitalizing on this trend that was already sort of growing on the platforms, in part thanks to the pandemic, where job seekers stuck inside looking to attract attention were making their own form of video resumes.
Okay, so what are the benefits of making a resume this way?
Well, for some applicants, they say that it's more fun, it's creative, it allows them to showcase their skill set in a way that they feel they just wouldn't be able to on a traditional resume. And for brands, they can attract younger, more diverse job candidates. Maybe job candidates who haven't had as much time to build out a traditional resume. It doesn't maybe look as impressive in writing, but they can convey a lot on video. Also for job seekers who maybe don't have as much corporate literacy, so they might not be able to convey their skills in the way they want to in a traditional resume or cover letter, but they feel much more comfortable talking about themselves on video. And companies also can use this to their advantage. They can show that they're sort of culturally relevant, that they're of the moment, that they're using new technology to attract candidates, which can be really attractive to a lot of Gen Z job seekers.
Any drawbacks to going down this road?
One career counselor I spoke to pointed out that it is not obvious to everyone how much work goes into a video resume. I mean, one young woman that I spoke to who created a video resume that was really successful, it actually got her hired. She already spent a lot of time on TikTok, but it took her 3 days to make her TikTok resume. And you know, it was less than 60 seconds long. And so she said, well, I had to spend a lot of time, a lot more time than I would have on my TikTok resume versus a written resume, but it was worth it because it was way more fun. And this career counselor that I spoke to, you know, she pointed out that she has clients who don't use video in their day-to-day lives, or maybe they don't even have a smartphone. So they're not thinking about all the work that has to go into it. You know, the lighting, making sure that you sound good, look professional, but you're also bringing your personality and an edge. So she shared one example of an applicant she worked with who filmed a video resume outside in his pajamas. And you know, they obviously couldn't use that one. So there's a learning curve.
Now, this past spring, it was lights, camera, action for 26-year-old marketing professional Jay Beach. After losing his job, he created a video resume using TikTok, and he joins us from London, where he lives, to talk about the process and the response he got. Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on here.
So, Jay, your video was more than just introducing yourself. You decided to set your resume to the song I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. Let's take a listen.
So if you have a job that I would soon shoot me a DM, and I will get back to you. Maybe I can create content just like this to help your friend succeed and pay my bloody friend.
Jay, I love that. Create content just like this to help your brand succeed and pay my bloody rent. So Jay, tell us, what made you decide to make a video resume?
I think, especially over the pandemic, I've watched a lot of my friends go through losing their jobs or having to find new ones because of different circumstances. And it's taken so long. The market is just so messy right now, especially in the field that I work in. So when it came down to me being in that position myself, I was like, okay, no, I can either spend my weekend stressing out about this, sending off loads of CVs and probably not hearing a thing back, or I can just try and channel some creativity, have a bit of fun, and just de-stress a little bit before I jump into this job search. I never actually thought that by doing this, it was going to blow up the way it did and get me all the opportunities it did. At the time, it was just a stress release. It all happened really quickly, and it all happened exactly in my apartment. I was told that I was at risk of losing my job on a Thursday, was told that I'd have a final meeting on the Tuesday. Within that time, I had made the video, so when I was officially told that my job had now gone and I was unemployed, I was like, cool, well, I have a video I'm going to put out tomorrow, guys. I filmed it at my flat. What do you think? And I made them aware before I posted it, of course.
How many companies did you send the video to?
So I didn't actually send the video to anyone in particular. When I created this video, I decided, let's just put it out there and see what happens. I first uploaded it to TikTok thinking, let's just see how the TikTok audience relates to this, see if they find it funny or not. And the next morning I was like, okay, I'm gonna push it out there to the big dogs. And I turned to LinkedIn. When posting on LinkedIn, I did probably have about 20 minutes where I sat there thinking, I've just ended my career. It's over. That's it for me. But instead the response was incredible. It's reached almost 1 million views. And my inbox was just inundated. I put it out there hoping that people would comment, like, share it around a bit. I mean, we've all seen people making posts on LinkedIn saying, I am now open to work. This was my way of announcing that, but in a way that just felt a bit more me.
So tell us, how's it going? Did you get any results?
I ended up having 30 interviews in a week from posting the video. And then it just went from there. Within 2 weeks, I had 8 job offers and was able to make my decision.
And what kind of job did you eventually land?
So I decided to go with Crowdfunder UK as a marketing creative. They are a crowdfunding platform where people can come on and try and source money for their projects or whatever it is that they need help with from people in the community.
Now, did you know that the job was available, or did the people at Crowdfunding UK just come to your LinkedIn account on their own and see your video?
Basically, what happened with that was someone working within the marketing team saw it and they sent it over to the creative director and founder. And straight away, he got into my inbox. He just said, hey, I want to chat. We had a couple of calls and spoke about my experience and things that they would like to do that they don't have the people to do right now. And before we knew it, it kind of came together and thought, well, here's a job title. Come with us. Let's make this happen. It felt like the perfect fit.
All right, that's 26-year-old London resident Jay Beach with us. Jay, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Alex, Jay certainly had success with his video and companies getting to know him a bit. But we've also heard about companies that remove names and photos from resumes before reviewing them so as to avoid any bias or discrimination in the hiring process. Do video resumes raise concerns about that?
Absolutely. That raises concerns for recruiters, career counselors, and also for applicants, frankly. Jay, who had a very successful video resume, ended up getting hired. He mentioned that for him, it was an advantage to be able to show his look. He's got a very, as he described it, out there look. He's got bright red hair and a big beard and tattoos. And, you know, he said, I don't want to work for a company that's not going to hire me based on how I look. And so in a way, it actually helped him filter out the companies that weren't going to hire him anyway. But for other job seekers I spoke to, it is in the back of their mind when they're creating a video resume. You know, they think about, especially young people of color, people with speech defects or accents. These are things that, you know, previously it was easier for recruiters to get around in the initial application process because they were just seeing a piece of paper, sometimes without even a name, let alone a photo. And now, as one career counselor I spoke to said, you know, you're asking for a video where you're going to see someone and hear someone, that immediately opens the door for bias. And because this is so new, it's not clear yet how companies are going to get around this. I asked a few of the partner companies that partnered with TikTok resumes, how are they planning to address this? And I didn't really get a clear answer. Another interesting drawback is that it can actually slow down the hiring process. A lot of recruiters use applicant tracking systems, ATS, that can go through and filter out or filter in resumes based on keywords. Obviously, with video resumes, the technology does not yet exist to be able to filter through them in that way automatically. So somebody is actually going to have to sit down one by one and watch every video resume.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Janin with us. Alex, it's been great having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.